The Lethbridge 411 on CJOC 94.1 Juice FM. Brought to you by the Sean Ormston team at Great Rate Realty.
It's your equity. You should keep more of it.
Today, we have the mayor in the studio.
The last Tuesday of the month means Mayor Spearman in studio. It is the Lethbridge 411. Thanks so much for stopping by.
I'm happy to be here, Jordan and Sam.
And we've got a lot of questions, so we're going to jump right in this morning. This one came through Keith on our email. Who is responsible for changing the speed limits on Whoop Up Drive, and what criteria is used?
Well, the responsibility is a joint responsibility of our engineering department and the Lethbridge Police Services. So they do tend to be conservative in terms of raising the speed limit back up from 60. There tends to be a delay, and that's because the weather conditions can change. So you can have a warm-up and then a quick freeze after the sun goes down. So rather than raise the speed and then lower it multiple times in the day, they just keep the speed limit down until it's absolutely safe, until they're sure that it's safe. If people are going to be thinking that the speed limit won't be enforced, I think they'll be in for a surprise. You know, anybody can violate the speed limit, but there's a penalty for doing that. And I've seen the police out there handing out tickets in person when people are driving in excess of the posted limit.
So now we have a couple of questions about snow removal over on our Facebook page. Jim says he's lived on a snow route now for 8 years and wondering why the city never enforces snow routes. He says it seems somewhat pointless to have the snow routes and to clear them when in snow removal, but then not to enforce them.
Well, snow route enforcement, of course, would be regulatory services, different from the people who actually clear the snow routes. If the service levels aren't where people think they should be, they can contact 411. You know, that's the first thing. Secondly, you can contact an email to the mayor's office, mayor@lethbridge.ca. I can put it through to the city manager. But your first point of contact is 411.
Okay, and then there was a second question kind of along the same lines. TL asked, why isn't 9th and 10th Avenue specifically by the hospital considered top priority? Also, why aren't school zones a top priority with snow removal?
Good question. I'm not the person that sets the priorities, surprisingly. That's done by our engineering staff. And if there's suggestions that we create some priorities, again, right to the mayor's office, you will get a response. It'll be referred to the city manager. If you have proposals for what should be snow routes, and that's fine. We do meet with the school boards each year to discuss issues. I know the issue of clearing snow around schools, making sure it's safe when kids get off school buses, has been discussed in the past. If there's a specific school where parents have concerns, we need to hear about that too.
We've got a question that came in on Twitter, and it wouldn't be Mayor's Minute if somebody wasn't asking about a third bridge here in Lethbridge. Given the consistent growth of the city, mainly on the west side, and the yearly rising cost of construction, when will there be a realistic plan in place for an additional bridge?
Always a controversial topic. The challenge is the cost is exclusively that of the city of Lethbridge. $200 million means a 14% tax increase. It is in the capital plan for 2030, and there is a page marker, if you like, for 2024 to begin the planning. If anybody thinks it should be done sooner, you'll have to talk to the provincial government, who say that our traffic volumes are way below those in Calgary and Edmonton, and a $200 million bridge is not a provincial priority.
In to answer your questions, the final Tuesday of every month, Mayor Spearman joins us for Mayor's Minute on the Lethbridge 411. You can get your questions in at mylethbridgenow.com. It's brought to you by the Sean Ormston team at Great Rate Realty. It's your equity. You should keep more of it. Mayor Spearman, thanks for coming in.
Always happy to be here.
94.1 Juice FM.